An FAQ posted on March 27, 2013, entitled, "Does, quote-unquote, risen again imply Christ had risen before?" Hi Mike, hope all is well. I was just reading articles on FAQs on the site and the subject on why have a resurrection, and couldn't help notice your response with Matthew 17, verse 9. "And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead." I've underlined the word again in the verse above. It seems like he was risen before. I would appreciate your help on this. Your brother in Christ, signed, B. Hi, B. Thank you for your question. It's always good to hear from you. You noticed the word again in Matthew 17, verse 9, and you're wondering if it's implying that Christ had risen before. The answer is that it would have been better translated simply as risen, without the word again. Here's that verse I have cut and pasted from my KJV Plus. Be risen again, G450. As you can see, where I've emboldened and underlined the Greek word, which is assigned Strong's number G450, it's translated with three English words, be risen again. Here now is the definition of that particular Greek word. Anistemi, from G303 and G2476, to stand up. Literally or figuratively, transitively or intransitively. To arise, lift up, raise up again, in parentheses, rise again, in parentheses, stand up, right, upright. So the word again is in parentheses and is added to the text by the translators. It isn't a bad translation if again is understood as living again after having lived before. But because it can be mistaken as having risen before, as you put it, it would be a more literal translation to translate that Greek word anistemi simply as risen or arose, as it is most often translated. Here is that same Greek word anistemi. Notice how it's translated in this story of Christ raising a little 12-year-old girl from the dead. And straightway the damsel arose, G450, and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with great astonishment. I hope this makes it clear for you what the Greek word anistemi means. It literally means to stand up, and is used to reference to those who have died standing up again. It's never used in reference to anyone having died and been resurrected before. Your brother, who is also struggling to know the mind of God and his Son, John 17:3, Mike. So that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad, because they are quiet. So he brings them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turns rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turns the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into spring waters. And there he makes the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesses them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffers not their cattle to decrease. Again they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He pours contempt upon princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet sets he the poor on high from affliction, and makes him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop in her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord.